I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World. So it's the last day of your vacation in a tropical resort. You're driving along with friends when the cops pull you over. They tell you you're speeding, and then they demand cash or they'll throw you in jail. Well, that's what happened to Scott Fishbach in Cancun, Mexico earlier this year. Scott's wife, Michelle, was also in the car. She's on the phone now from St. Paul, Minnesota. And Michelle, welcome. How much money did they want from you?
Well, they wanted $300, and actually, that's what they ended up getting, $300 US in cash.
And just to clarify, this wasn't one of those on-the-spot fines. These cops wanted a bribe, right?
Yes, they wanted a bribe. They were trying very hard to get my husband on drunk driving. They were actually doing what I think has been referred to now as the Cancun breathalyzer test.
Oh, yeah?
Where they were having him, they cupped their hands and had him blow into their hands, and then they would sniff at their hands to see if there was any kind of alcohol on his breath, and he had not been drinking. So they couldn't get him for that. But then they wanted $300, and they wanted it in cash. They were holding his driver's license, and they said that they would take him to jail if he did not come up with $300 cash.
And you paid them. Why did you pay? Why not protest and file a police report?
Well, it was pretty intimidating. I mean, it was three police officers. It was dark. It was late. You know, we were in a foreign country. None of us in the car spoke Spanish. And it was rather intimidating, and so we felt like we didn't have a whole lot of choice.
Had you heard about things like this happening in parts of Mexico?
You know, I had heard that there was a variety of things that went on, but I didn't realize that you could be pulled over by the police and, you know, have $300 extorted from you on the spot. I guess I had, you know, there was a variety of things that you'd heard of, but nothing like this.
So none of this sat well with you. And when you got home to Painesville, Minnesota, you decided to seek redress. And now this is where we should mention that you are, in fact, a fourth-term Minnesota state senator. So tell us what you did.
Well, you know, as time went on, you know, after we paid the money, and you know, we started to get very angry, and I'd actually talked to the concierge, and it didn't seem to bother him. He goes, "Oh, well, if they would have got you for drunk driving, it would have been $1,000."
So you were lucky.
Yeah, so we got off cheap, I guess. But it just seemed plain old wrong. It was just wrong, and so I just decided, you know what, I'm gonna write a letter. And we sent a letter off explaining what had happened. And actually, my niece was in the car. She's a grown woman, so it wasn't a child. But she was writing down everything that she could about the vehicle, about the officers. They had on name tags that had their first names on them, things like that. So we had a lot of information. And so we included all of that in the letter and sent it on down. And we didn't hear anything for a while. And then they called and said they wanted to issue me a refund.
So you got all of your money back? You got a check from the Cancun city government for the full $300?
Yes. Yep.
And you cashed it and it didn't bounce?
You know what? I haven't cashed it yet. it's kind of a conversation piece at this point still.
Do you know what happened to the police officers who swindled you here?
My understanding is that they were fired, and from the press reports that I've seen, is that there's going to be a further investigation also.
Do you feel like you got special treatment in this case because you are an elected official, or do you think regular people could go after the justice that you got here as well?
I certainly hope that's not the case, and that anybody who would write and, you know, tell them what happened to them would get the same kind of attention.
Well, sadly, you are not the first American tourist overseas to be fleeced in this way, and you probably won't be the last. What advice do you give people who might find themselves in a similar position?
Well, I would say first, if you feel like you're in any danger or anything, I'm not advocating they pay them, but, you know, I don't want anyone to, you know, try to stand up to somebody that they would feel, you know, in danger of. But most certainly, if anything happens, get any information you can and make sure you send it to the folks in Cancun or wherever it may be, and let the officials in the government know what's going on.
Do you think you'll be going back to Cancun anytime soon?
You know, it wasn't our first trip to Mexico, so I think I don't know if we'll go back soon, but, you know, I'm certainly not counting it out. Depends on if my husband will take me on a nice vacation.
Okay. Michelle Fishbach, Minnesota State Senator, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.